Welcome to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is the radio ministry of the Christian Research Institute, designed to equip believers to defend their faith and become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. Our listeners are growing daily. Our partners are changing the world. Since this is not an either-or option, why not change the world even as you grow? Find out how in today's special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Shoulder to Shoulder, standing together in the battle for life and truth. And now to begin today's Bible Answer Man, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, it is a real honor to be in studio as we answer your questions throughout the United States and Canada today. And not going to be taking many questions, if any questions at all. You can call in a testimony if you would like, by simply dialing 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265, because as advertised, we are focusing in on our shoulder-to-shoulder, standing together in the battle for life and truth campaign. Every year, we devote this time in April for just a couple of broadcasts in order to invite you to become a monthly Bible Answer Man support team member. And it is something that quite literally revolutionizes not only the outreaches of this ministry, but quite literally revolutionizes life around the world. I'm in studio today with my colleague, Dr. Larry Johnston. As I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, we've known each other for 35 years, and we have a kindred spirit when it comes to the extension of God's kingdom in the lives of real people. Larry is our chief advancement officer for the ministry and has been, over the years, engaged in raising resources. But he often likes to say this is not about fundraising, this is about friend raising. And in saying that, Larry, I think that what you are focused in on is that together as friends, we can bring people into the kingdom of God, not just as disciples, but as reproducing disciple makers.
Well, absolutely. And we are always in need of and very much appreciate friends. But I think what we're focusing on during these days is the qualitative difference that relationship can make in the quantitative impact that CRI can have, and that is the difference between friends and partners. I mentioned before, I saw a great full page ad in the Wall Street Journal that said, when you're trying to take a hill, a good military metaphor, what matters most is not who is for you, but who is with you. We've got a great many friends listening who are for us. Those who are partners standing with us monthly are those who are with us.
And you can join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team online at equip.org. When you go to the web, simply use your credit card, your debit card, or make an electronic funds transfer. And when you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, be pleased to send you one of my books personalized to you, a family member or a friend. Larry, there is a tipping point in every civilization. And in some ways, it seems as though we've reached that tipping point, a tipping point in which Christianity has very little impact on the culture. You think about the words of Jesus Christ, who said, we are called to be a light to the world. We are called to be salt. But Jesus then quickly points out that if you put the light under a bushel, it's not going to produce light for anyone. Or if the salt loses its saltiness, it's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You and I were in Asia. And as we are riding around on a little cart in Asia through some very crowded streets, you and I had a conversation. And it was about this very issue of salt. You would think that if you take a pound of salt and put it into a quart of water, the salt would permeate the water. And yet, there are so many Christians in the West with so little influence. It is as though the salt is in the water but in Ziploc bags.
Well, I think in your reference to your focus on light, I think far too often we put too much emphasis on spiritual light, not enough emphasis on intellectual light, that we are losing the battle for the mind today in the West. And yes, we have talked about life being vitally important, but truth is important. But the ability to stand for truth depends in part on, are we winning the battle for the mind? In the West currently, we are not.
Charles Malik, who was dedicating the Billy Graham Center, I think, a number of years ago, had something pretty profound to say in this regard.
He did, and I had the privilege of hearing him speak in the late 70s, but in his dedication speech at the Billy Graham Center at Wheaton, in 1980, he said, and I quote, "I must be frank with you. The greatest danger besetting American evangelical Christianity is the danger of anti-intellectualism. The mind, as to its greatest and deepest reaches, is not cared for enough." And he went on to say, "The problem," and I hope that we can hear this well, "the problem is not only to win souls, but to save minds. If you win the whole world and lose the mind of the world, you will soon discover you have not won the world. Indeed," he went on to say, "it may turn out that you have actually lost the world."
And so we are, as a ministry, focused on both truth and life. I mean, this is precisely what the Apostle Paul said to his protege, young Timothy: "Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you'll save both yourself and your hearers." It is critical that we, for example, know how to read the Bible for all its worth, or mine it for all its wealth, because if we do not, we lose the battle for the mind. What happens is you have university professors who are taking evangelical kids coming out of evangelical homes and schools and churches and stripping them of their faith. Why? Because those kids have been entertained but not educated. Their minds have not become attuned to how to mine the Bible for its riches. And when that happens, again, the faith is easily dissolved or destroyed.
Well, I think the critical and very dangerous double whammy is both the erosion of the capacity for critical thinking among college students, but also the increasing assaults. You have, I know, quoted before the passage out of Rosenberg's book on the Atheist's Guide to Reality, but I touch on this briefly. He poses the questions, and I find this incredible. He says, "Is there a God? No. What is the nature of reality? What physics says it is? What is the purpose of the universe? There is none. What is the meaning of life? There is none. Why am I here? Just dumb luck. Is there a soul?" He says, "Are you kidding? Is there free will? Not a chance. What is the difference between right and wrong, good and bad?" Rosenberg says, "There is no moral difference between them." Now, I went to school in the late 60s, and even in the wild, crazy, acid-soaked brains of the 1960s, those statements would have been viewed as just dementia. And the fact that that stuff is being spewed forth in college classrooms today on philosophy and is not being responded to suggests we better up the game in terms of the battle for the mind.
And this is precisely what we're doing through the ministry outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Instrument Broadcast. We are training people in discernment skills, giving them the tools by which they can give an answer to everyone who asks them for the reason of the hope that lies within them with gentleness and with respect. It is critical that we are able to counter the subterfuge which is being disseminated on a broad base in the culture. We live in an age in which the internet is producing masses of information, and people simply don't have a safe zone to go to anymore because they go to the internet, they don't know how to discern between wheat and chaff, heat and light. And so in that cacophony, in that discordant world, there is equip.org. We have 55 years of riches, not only on the web, but through the outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, carefully vetted information, reliable answers that people can turn to when there are questions that seek to subvert their faith.
Well, and we've talked, I know, on a number of occasions about the current rate of change that is impacting our world. And I was smitten a while back with a statistic that said that Google is now generating every 24 hours an amount of information equal to the amount of information generated from the dawn of civilization until the year 2003. Well, that is a mind-numbing statistic on the amount of information being generated. But my question is, when was the last time in our national dialogue you have heard the word wisdom? The good news for people listening is not that we have 55 years of information. We have 55 years of solid, practical information reflecting wisdom from God's Word.
Dr. Larry Johnston, a colleague at the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, and as you can imagine, a sitting in studio. We have many people who have been with this ministry for many, many years. Many of my colleagues have been with us for over 20 years, some 25 or more years. And we have been focused during all that time on exactly the same thing. And what we're asking you to do is join us in the battle for truth as well as the battle for life. We're asking you to stand shoulder to shoulder with us, and you can do that by becoming a monthly Bible Answer Man support team member. Now, we deeply appreciate those who are occasional givers. You make a difference. But if you can transition from being an occasional giver to becoming a monthly giver, it would make a difference in the lives of people around the world. A good example is Chad. Chad is from St. Louis, Missouri, and he started listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast on Bot Radio.
This is Chad from St. Louis, and I listen to CRI on Bot Radio Station. CRI crossed my path in 2008 and has become an essential daily source of enlightenment for me ever since. I can't imagine my journey as a Christian without CRI, and I can say with absolute confidence that there hasn't been a more profound nor impactful ministry in my life. The premise is simple, yet genius. Answer questions from the Bible from normal everyday callers. The lessons that come out of these interactions on the air are life-changing. CRI helps anybody at any point in their journey to keep moving and learning. Hank has beautifully captured the spirit of Jesus as he interacts with a spirit of humility and kindness. It is an honor to be a monthly giver, and frankly, we can't afford to not help CRI grow and become the light and salt to the world.
The gospel is free, and someone has to put in the plumbing. Larry, Chad is one of those people that is doing just that.
And don't you love his statement about a daily source of enlightenment? I think a part of the problem is that we've got more Americans concerned about their daily intake of vitamins than their daily intake of truth and life. And it just floats my boat when I hear somebody saying that this ministry is a daily source of enlightenment.
And of course, the Bible Answer Man broadcast is just one of the ways in which we reach out. It is perhaps the most visible, but there are so many ways in which lives are being impacted quite literally around the world. Our sweet spot, apologetics. And apologetics is the defense of the faith. It is pre-evangelism, God using our well-reasoned answers as springboards or opportunities to share the grace, the truth, the love that only Jesus Christ can bring to the human heart. As mentioned earlier in the broadcast, we're also focused on biblical literacy. The Bible is an authoritative source that is without question. It is true. You can depend on it. It corresponds to reality, and we're teaching people to read the Bible for all it's worth. And then, of course, we are very focused on countering cults, world religions. We spent a whole month on Islam a few months back, and also the kingdom of the occult. We'll be right back in just a few moments. In the meantime, please go to the web, become a monthly Bible Answer Man support team member. When you do, I'll send you one of my books, personalized to you.
Stand shoulder to shoulder with CRI in equipping hundreds of thousands of Christians to not only grow daily in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but partner together to change the world. To partner with CRI, our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. We'll be back with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, so stay tuned. Watchman Nee observed in the letter to the Ephesians that three profoundly relevant themes for the Christian life were ordered in a particular way: our position seated in Christ, our walk with Christ in the world, and our stand for Christ against the enemy. An all too common mistake occurs when Christians attempt to walk in the world or stand against the enemy in their own power, not realizing that Christianity does not begin with walking or standing. It begins with sitting. In his classic little book, Sit, Walk, Stand, Watchman Nee expounds on the timeless truth that the starting point of the Christian life is being seated with Christ. To receive Sit, Walk, Stand as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. In The Atheist Guide to Reality, Enjoying Life Without Illusions, Duke University professor and new atheist philosopher Alex Rosenberg bites the bullet and declares that to be a consistent atheist, you'll have to be comfortable with a certain amount of nihilism and, just in case, there's always Prozac. Because a growing multitude of college students are drinking deeply from this nihilistic nonsense, we shouldn't be surprised that so many of our national spiritual and cultural indicators are headed south. Graham Veal's concise book, New Atheism, A Survival Guide, is an accessible, practical resource for responding to the nihilistic nonsense of New Atheist. To receive your copy of New Atheism, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's mind-changing and life-transforming outreaches. Or visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Our listeners are growing daily. Our partners are changing the world. Since this is not an either-or option, why not change the world even as you grow? To partner with CRI, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Once again, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As always, great to be in the studio. This is a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. It is part of what we call our Standing Shoulder to Shoulder Together in the Battle for Life and Truth campaign. In the Shoulder to Shoulder campaign, we're asking people to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. You can do so by simply going to the web at equip.org. When you do, I'd be pleased to personalize one of my books to you, a family member, or a friend. Again, the best way for you to become a monthly support team member is on the web at equip.org. When you do that, it saves time, postage. The gifts arrive automatically. You can use a credit card, a debit card, an electronic funds transfer. But please consider becoming a monthly Bible Answer Man support team member. It simply supercharges the ministry. And what that means is it allows us to impact the lives of people around the world. During the break, I was thinking about the words of the Apostle Paul when he talks about the Macedonian churches. And he says that out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. Why? Because they understood a foundational spiritual principle, and that is the arm of flesh is incomparable to the arm of God. If we rely upon the arm of flesh, we are relying on something that is very limited. If we rely upon the arm of God, we are relying upon unlimited resources. So it is quite true that in giving you will receive. You don't give to get. But what you do is you give because you recognize that there's an opportunity to extend His kingdom through your resources. God has ordained the ends as well as the means. And so in the Old Testament and the New Testament, the message is the same. Honor the Lord from your wealth and from the first of all your produce, so that your barns might be filled with plenty and your vats overflow with new wine. I'm in studio with my colleague, Dr. Larry Johnston. He is the Chief Advancement Officer for the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. And as we reflect on giving, we're reflecting on something that oftentimes is not discussed in Christian circles. It's not considered civil. And yet, I think this is one of the things that was understood by the war generations in a very poignant, profound way. And it's something that needs to be understood by millennials as well. The whole art, the science, if you will, of biblical stewardship.
Well, the numbers would suggest that presently in the United States, evangelicals are tithing at the rate of about 3%. It's a little bit of an oxymoron there to talk of a tithe in terms of 3%. But when we look at the billions of dollars being generated for the gospel, for the Great Commission and the Great Commandment, and we think of multiplying those billions of dollars by a factor of three, if more Christians would in fact tithe, we would see a transformation around the world that would be mind-numbing.
And when you talk about transformation, I mean, we've looked at so many minorities, as it were, minorities in terms of their cultural preferences. And they are having an incredible impact, an impact way beyond their own numbers. And it is because they are committed to whatever it is that they're committed to. Now, you think about the gay and lesbian movement. Here is a movement that involves a small fraction of the population, but dominates the media, dominates the political landscape, and has literally turned the world upside down. And so on the one hand, you can curse the darkness, but on the other hand, I think we do better to light a lamp in the midst of the storm.
Well, anytime one attempts to analyze social and cultural movements as significant as the gay movement has been, the factors are numerous, but at the risk of reductionism, my response to someone's question, why is it that if, according to most estimates that I've seen, the gay community has never been more than 3% of the entire population, why are they having a cultural impact ostensibly so much greater than what we see the Christian church having in some areas? My response would be, well, you want to know what the difference is? They got it together. They came up with a plan, and they got focused, and they stayed on that game, and that game was a game changer. But imagine that given the numbers of Christians, if we could get it together, if we could stand together shoulder to shoulder, the potential impact of the numbers of Christians relative to only 3% of the population would be jaw-dropping.
Talk about this in terms of the strategic planning of the Christian Research Institute. We are not playing in a Christian playground. This is a deadly, serious method and manner that we have implemented to make a difference not only in the West, but also in the Global South.
Well, we underwent and continue to undergo a period of intensive, prayerful, careful planning, because we want everything the CRI does to be strategic. We've spoken of stewardship. What we've not articulated is our personal commitment or our commitment as an organization to stewardship. We want to make sure that we are maximizing the impact of the allocation of every dollar entrusted to our care. Currently, our strategy underneath term of going global entails a two-pronged attack, basically. One is to strengthen and fortify the West, because we cannot afford to lose the West. We have 2,000 years of tradition that much of the Global South does not have, and yet, while we're seeing the sun setting on the West, we're seeing explosive growth in the Global South. So our two-pronged strategy is to strengthen the West and hopefully be an agent of spiritual and cultural renaissance, while also equipping the hundreds of millions of believers in the Global South who we have described as largely tumbleweed Christians. They have zeal, but they have no root structure. And without being equipped to stand for truth, the future of the church in many parts of the world is in doubt.
One of the things that I haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about, either in our shoulder-to-shoulder campaign or in general, is the fact that when we take significant stands for truth, we often pay in a monetary way, which is to say we take stands, and those stands sometimes are unpopular, but yet we take the stand nonetheless, because life and truth matter. And so there have been stands over the last few years that have quite literally cost this ministry millions of dollars in donations. multiplied millions of dollars in donations. And yet, knowing that there would be a cost, we took the stand because it is our perspective that if we don't stand for truth, no matter what the cost, then there's no need for us to be to begin with.
Well, and we've discussed families on a number of occasions, and I think frequently of my three granddaughters. And I envision the time in my later years when they might say, well, Papa, in the battle for truth, what was it that you did? I want to be able to say I was in it with all that I had, because truth is not for sale. We are to love God not merely with all of our heart and strength and soul, but to love God with our minds. And if we lose the battle for the mind in the West, woe unto us.
Once again, you've tuned in to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. This is our shoulder to shoulder standing in the Battle for Life and Truth campaign. We're asking people to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, something a little different than we do on a regular basis. People join with us, they give, but we're emphasizing or underscoring a salient point, and that is when people transition from being occasional givers to becoming monthly Bible Answer Man support team members, our ministry is turbocharged on so many different levels. The impact is great. And so we're asking you to go to the web at equip.org, and whether you do so with a credit card or whether you do so with a debit card or an electronic funds transfer, whatever way you do it on the web at equip.org, when you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team, you are making a difference in people's lives that you probably will never meet this side of eternity. You cannot take your money on with you, but you can take people whose lives have been transformed into eternity with you. So we all have time, we all have talent, we all have treasure, and we're asking you to reverence the Lord your God always by feeding into a ministry that is quite literally making a difference for time and for eternity. I've been with this ministry since the mid-80s, really, in various capacities, and since that time have never thought about going anywhere else. I've been given the opportunity to head very, very large ministries, but in considering what this ministry is all about and the abundant abiding fruit borne by this ministry, I have never thought about a career change, because I can't think of a better place to invest my resources than the Christian Research Institute, and particularly in that it is a ministry that is strategic in what it does. We can ask you with great confidence to invest in a ministry that, again, is bearing abundant abiding fruit. You can do that on the web at equip.org when you join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. When you do, once again, be pleased to send you one of my books personalized to you, a family member or a friend. Of course, if you want a different resource, and we have many, you can find them on the web. One of the gems that we're promoting all this month, promotion might be maybe too secular a term, but it's something we want to put into your hands. It's Watchman Nee's gem, Sit, Walk, Stand. Very simple in terms of its explanation, but powerful and transformational. It is also available when you support the ministry of the Christian Research Institute in our standing shoulder to shoulder in the battle for life and truth. Be right back with a testimony.
Our listeners are growing daily. Our partners are changing the world. Since this is not an either-or option, why not change the world even as you grow? To partner with CRI, our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Don't tune out. Hank will be back with more right after this. Richard Dawkins' grasp of philosophical arguments wouldn't earn him a passing grade in a freshman philosophy course, but he doesn't mean to deal with the questions that theists are asking. He simply ridicules his opponent's position. In New Atheism, a Survival Guide, Graham Veal explains, the new atheist stance is that the reasons for theism must be so bad, why even read about them? My goodness, no, you just dismiss them. Veal goes on to show that the new atheists have not offered one original argument for atheism, but they've plenty of original insults. New Atheism offers an accessible, practical resource for countering new atheist attacks. To receive your copy of New Atheism, a Survival Guide, as our thank you gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Some time ago, the Christian Research Institute changed its tagline from "Because Truth Matters" to "Because Life and Truth Matter." Reason being that for Christians, truth and the abundant life are inseparable. It's no small clue that Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life. Tragically, in matters of life, Christians often try to walk with Christ in order to one day sit with him. But this is the reversal of the true order. The concise book Sit, Walk, Stand by Watchman Nee explores timeless principles from the book of Ephesians, which demonstrate the truth that we advance in the Christian life only as we learn first to sit down. To receive Sit, Walk, Stand as our thanks for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Stand shoulder to shoulder with CRI in equipping hundreds of thousands of Christians to not only grow daily in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but partner together to change the world. To partner with CRI, our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI, or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Once again, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy, in studio today with one of my colleagues, Dr. Larry Johnston. He is the Chief Advancement Officer for the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute, and together we are asking people to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. You can do so in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. But as we ask people to join the Bible Answer Man support team on a monthly basis, we are not begging people to do so. We are exhorting people to do so. And there's a difference between the two. This is not a give-to-get scheme, which is to say you can hear lots of television evangelists, lots of radio personalities tell you that if you give a dollar, you're going to get a hundredfold return. You're getting $100 in return. if you give you a house, you're going to get 100 houses in return, and so forth. And so they're enticing people into a give-to-get scheme. What we're talking about here is not that. We're talking about giving with a grateful heart, knowing that in giving, you can make a transformational difference in the world. I love the prayer of David as he was thanking God for the very privilege of being able to give to the work of the Lord. You might remember the words, "But who am I? Who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what comes from your hand. And now I have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you. Many like them in our generation have been givers." I just participated in the funeral of one of my friends last week, a generous giver. And you think about people like this that have gone home to their eternal reward. What have they left behind them? Well, they have left behind them organizations that feed the poor, care for the sick, and through that earn the opportunity to propagate the gospel. We might yet leave that kind of an indelible mark on our generation if we, too, may catch that spirit, Larry, of generosity.
Well, and hopefully people understand, at least to some degree, the power of giving. I mean, I almost had to chuckle when you said this is not a give-to-get scheme. I find that fascinating because give to get isn't giving. That's a trade. If I give to get something, that's not giving. That's a trade. What we're asking people to do is not give to get, but give to bless and be blessed. Your dollars, not given to CRI, but through CRI, can go where you cannot go. They can speak languages that you cannot speak. They can pass through doors that you cannot pass through. They can touch and transform lives that you cannot directly touch. That's why we're asking people to stand with us, to be agents of transformation for life and truth.
You know, one of the things that I caught in what you just said, and it just touched me deeply, is that we can experience the energies of God. We cannot experience the essence of God. God is ineffable. But we can experience the energies of God. And we've all had that experience at one time or other. I remember sitting on a plane one day and I was very, very tired, and the person next to me kept barraging me with questions, and I was just hoping that person would go away because I wanted to take a nap, but kept asking me one question after another, "What do you do?" And, you know, I gave him grudging answers, hoping that he wouldn't ask another question, but inevitably, he enticed me into a conversation that allowed me to present the gospel, and before the plane touched down, he was praying to receive Christ as Savior and Lord of his life. Now, in that particular situation, I experienced the energies of God. I went from being absolutely tired, having spent all my energy, suddenly experiencing God in a very tangible way. And that same thing is what you're alluding to when you talk about the joy of giving. There is, it's hard to put into words, but there is a real high that comes when you know that your life is counting for time and for eternity.
Well, interestingly enough, probably back in the 1980s, one of the more prominent fundraising consultants, secular fundraising consultants in the United States, wrote a book about mega gifts. Who gives them and who gets them? And it was based on his interviews with philanthropists, all of whom had made gifts of at least $1 million. And one of the astonishing takeaways from his research project as to why would these people make gifts over $1 million? For many of them, it was just the sheer joy. It was the rush of being able to give $1 million to touch and transform lives. I often think of John D. Rockefeller, at one time the wealthiest man in the United States, when news spread quickly of his death. One of the people employed in one of his companies dashed into the office of his boss and said, "Boss, I hear that the old man is dead. He said, how much did he leave?" And the response was, "All of it." We don't take it with us. But the good news is we can send it on ahead. When you talk about experiencing the joy, when I think of the need to be in a blessable position, something we strive for here, if I want to be in a blessable position, I know that there are things that I can do that are conducive to that state of blessedness. One of them, which is why Jesus talked so much about stewardship, is not holding tightly to what we have been deceived to believe is our resources. They are not our resources. And good stewardship is about using God-given resources to achieve God-given tasks.
Talking to Dr. Larry Johnston, a colleague of mine. He is the Chief Advancement Officer at the Christian Research Institute. We are asking people to stand shoulder to shoulder with us in a campaign for life and truth. And when we talk about life, we're talking about really experiencing life that is life to the full. And we're saying quite overtly that you can experience God. I love the passage, and I've mentioned it on the air before in Colossians chapter 1, where Paul says, "We proclaim Christ, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that everyone may be presented perfect in Christ." And then he says, "To this end I labor, struggling with all his energy, which so powerfully works in me." And I love the computer illustration. I remember writing just a few weeks ago when we were in Asia on a computer, and the computer losing its energy. And when it does, I can tap that computer back into an inexhaustible supply wherever I am in the world. It lights up, and it once again is useful. So it's no longer struggling with its own limited battery supply. It is struggling, as it were, with all his energy, an inexhaustible supply. And that's really what we're driving at when we're talking about experiencing life that is life to the full. It is the inner penetration of the life of Christ with the life of a human being. And in that sense, the incarnation continues.
Well, and the other day we were playing with a four-quadrant matrix and kind of mapping out the same line of thought. And the notion was that if you can envision two columns, one being to struggle, one being not struggling, and then two rows as in an Excel spreadsheet, with the first row being to struggle with his energy, as you were just quoting from Colossians, versus struggling with our energies. From my vantage point, for the committed Christian, there is only one quadrant that is acceptable. We're not likely to find many people in quadrant four, which would be those who aren't struggling, and it's in their energy. We find, unfortunately, that there are some people who are struggling, but in a misguided way because they're struggling with their own energy. The problem is that we've got far too many people who aren't struggling at all. And what we want is more and more people to get the fact that quadrant one, struggling with his energy, that's where we need to be.
We're talking about our shoulder-to-shoulder campaign, standing shoulder-to-shoulder. in the battle for life and truth, a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We do this twice a year. We do this in the spring. We do this in the fall. And it is a way of encouraging people to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. I hope you enjoy the interaction, because learning about stewardship is learning about something that is rich with meaning and rich in application. In fact, it is something that, as we're just talking about, is an experience that you can have with the living God. God rewards us with His presence and with His power. And we can either struggle with all our energies, as we're just talking about, or we can struggle with His energy, which so powerfully works in us. And when we do that, life simply works. The tin man is turned into a real man. It's as though the light socket suddenly takes on life, because the light has been plugged in, and now the bulb is no longer dark. It is brilliant because it is experiencing an energy source. And this is precisely what we get to experience, the engrafted life of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that? The one who spoke and the limitless galaxies leapt into existence. The one who knit us together in our mother's womb. Now His life engrafted in us. What Martin Luther was talking about when he said the Word became flesh, so that flesh might become Word, so that we might experience engrafting the life of Christ within, which is life that is really life. The Shoulder to Shoulder campaign, we're asking you to join the monthly Bible Answer Man support team. You can do that in a safe, secure fashion on the web. When you do, be pleased to send you one of my books to you, a family member or a friend, completely personalized. I very much enjoy doing this, by the way. There are many, many books that I have to personalize, and I consider that one of the great joys that I have, is I write each name and put in a thought as I personalize those books to you, a family member or a friend. Look forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow with more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
You've been listening to a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Stand shoulder to shoulder with CRI in equipping hundreds of thousands of Christians to not only grow daily in their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, but partner together to change the world. To partner with CRI, our mailing address is P.O. Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. To talk to a resource consultant, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping His followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. In The Atheist's Guide to Reality, Enjoying Life Without Illusions, Duke University professor and new atheist philosopher Alex Rosenberg bites the bullet and declares that to be a consistent atheist, you'll have to be comfortable with a certain amount of nihilism, and just in case, there's always Prozac.
Because a growing multitude of college students are drinking deeply from this nihilistic nonsense, we shouldn't be surprised that so many of our national spiritual and cultural indicators are headed south. Graham Veal's concise book, New Atheism, A Survival Guide, is an accessible, practical resource for responding to the nihilistic nonsense of New Atheist. To receive your copy of New Atheism, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's mind-changing and life-transforming outreaches, or visit equip.org.